You're listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jonathan Williams, Director of Tax and Fiscal Policy at the American Legislative Exchange Council here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts as Texas Governor Rick Perry makes headlines by saying he agrees with legislation going through the legislature in the Lone Star State that basically says we've had enough of the federal government trying to impose its will on us, and unless it's a power specifically enumerated to the federal government, Texas no longer has to obey. And Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg, today.
What was the tipping point here?
Well, I tell you what, I think it was the dramatic increase of the federal government through this stimulus program that we've seen the Obama administration unveil. You know, first we had the TARP plan with the financial bailout of the banks, and then we had the stimulus package, which was huge in scope, where we had a situation where the federal government was going to bail out the states. And many states, such as California, New York, and others in bad shape, were really begging for those dollars. But other states were quite reluctant to see that much federal money coming to the states because, as they know and as we all know, there's never been a dollar that's flowed from Washington without 1,000 strings attached to it. And really, that money going to the states today is, I believe, the impetus for this resistance to the increasing federal mandates and federal authority over the affairs of the states. And you know what? Good for Governor Perry for taking a stand on this. It is terrific to see a leader in a state stand up and say enough is enough, and we're going to take action, and we're going to say that we are a sovereign state. The federal government has overstepped its authority based on the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, something I like to call the Forgotten Amendment to the Constitution. And good for Governor Perry. Good for Governor Sanford is fighting the fight in South Carolina, and Governor Barber and Governor Jindal. And there's a few that have done a terrific job on this. But it's terrific to see today that Governor Perry is taking this step forward to support state sovereignty.
Jonathan, remind our listeners what the 10th Amendment says, and why do you believe it's not necessarily followed as closely as the framers might have intended?
Well, basically, the 10th Amendment is just the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And that's what that's a very simple amendment to the Constitution, but very straightforward. And it's too bad that today we oftentimes forget about it around here in Washington, D.C. I think we get the Beltway fever, those of us that have been inside the Beltway for a while, and we see what happens to our elected officials when they come here, as they believe that there's always a Washington solution to every problem. And our ALEC members across the country, we have 2,000 and legislators beg to differ. We believe that the answers come at the state level. They come at the local level. And that's exactly why our founders placed the 10th Amendment in the United States Constitution to protect the rights of the states and to the people, because that's where decisions are made best. The government that governs least governs best and is more responsible and responsive to its voters and constituents, and that's what we see at the state and local level.
Jonathan, once government gets involved with something, it's usually quite reluctant to let it go. So what response can we expect from the feds if, in fact, this type of legislation goes through the whole process and becomes Texas state law?
Well, I can pretty much guarantee what response we're going to see from the federal government, and that's going to be exactly what the Obama administration has told governors that want to break away from this federal aid to the states. And what happened was Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina, instead of putting federal stimulus dollars to beef up state spending and bump up baseline spending, so in 2 years they're very worried they're going to have a spending crisis when the federal dollars dry up, Governor Sanford wanted to put that money in a fund to pay down state education debt, because South Carolina has accumulated a fair amount of state debt, and wanted to use those federal stimulus dollars not to permanently increase government and grow government in South Carolina, but to pay down debt. And the response from Orszag and the Obama administration was, thanks but no thanks. We're going to tell you how to spend those state stimulus dollars. We know what's best. That's the dangerous thing, is that the Obama administration is taking the approach that, you know, Washington knows best, and the states don't know what's best for them. We're going to tell them what to do, and it's a very top-down, authoritarian-type approach that they're taking.
And Jonathan, assuming that the feds don't go away quietly, which they never do, is it ultimately going to be coming down to a federal court deciding what the federal government can and can't impose on a state?
Well, that's uncertain. It really remains to be seen what the outcome of this is going to be. But nonetheless, it's very encouraging to see now that 33 states, Texas and 32 other states, have taken steps and introduced state sovereignty resolutions to support the 10th Amendment. And we've seen these type of resolutions actually passed by 7 different states. And so this movement is growing. It's something that, ALEC is very involved in, being a state legislative organization. We're going to keep monitoring this issue very closely. And we hope that, that Washington gets the message that states have had it. Enough is enough. No more federal unfunded mandates and strings attached to the federal dollars. And so this is it's a great issue to watch, and it's something that every taxpayer ought to be very concerned about, Greg.
What are you hearing specifically from state lawmakers? Is it mostly about the stimulus package? We've got about 60 seconds left here. Or is it other type of regulations, unfunded mandates, and other things that just drive them crazy?
Well, all of the above, really. I hear a lot of complaints from our legislators, everything from, very onerous labor laws being applied to every project in the stimulus, Davis-Bacon, which is a labor requirement to pay prevailing wages. It can increase the cost of construction up to 30% to 40% on everything. They're very concerned about that. They're concerned about the unemployment benefits that they would have to permanently expand to accept any of the federal dollars coming in on the unemployment relief. They're very afraid of these things in the stimulus package. And apart from that, we've seen this is something that the federal government's done for years through transportation funding and putting a carrot in front of the states and say, we'll give you these quote-unquote free dollars if you follow all of our strings and if you jump through all of our hoops. So it's nothing new, but legislators now are more frustrated than ever because of the renewed federal dominance now through the stimulus package.
Jonathan, unfortunately, that has to be the last word. As always, thanks so much for your time.
It's great to be with you, Greg.
Jonathan Williams, Director of Tax and Fiscal Policy at the American Legislative Exchange Council. This is Dateline Washington.